And now this is a dictation for Tamara, T-A-M-R-A, Bruckner, B-R-U-C-K-N-E-R, October 4, 57, addresses a letter to Dr. Nisha Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Nisha, a follow-up for Mrs. Bruckner. With chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, prior bariatric surgery, way down from 220 to 159, and that's a steady state. Diabetes not well controlled. She refuses to go back to insulin. Not very physically active. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, or syncope. No gross dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Chronic back pain without radiation. No discolor of the toes. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. She stopped the iron because of constipation. Remains on thyroid cholesterol treatment. Triglycerides. The only diabetes is Bydureon, B-Y-D-U-R-E-O-N, in a weekly basis. Prior lisinopril discontinued 2 years ago because of acute and chronic renal failure. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 159, blood pressure 170 over 80 on the left side, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen without tenderness or masses, no gross edema, normal speech, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, baseline creatinine, presently 1.2, range has been between 1.2 and 1.4, anemia 11.6, normal platelet count, normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, present GFR 50 stage 3, and normal calcium. Previously normal albumin. Prior anemia 12.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. Likely a combination of diabetes and hypertension. Next number, blood pressure, predominant systolic. Not very well controlled. Prior renal abnormalities with ACE inhibitors, the options that we have, either a diuretic like HCTC or chlorthalidone, or a low dose of calcium channel blockers like Norvasc. Patient needs to check it at home to make sure that this is persistently elevated. Next number, diabetes, also poorly controlled. She mentioned an A1C close to 8.5. Does not want to go to insulin. She is a candidate for Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. Of course, potential side effects of UTI or yeast infection. She needs to discuss this with you. Next number, bariatric surgery. Present weight stable. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Prior iron deficiency that she has not tolerated because of constipation. Monitor this as bariatric surgery might interfere with iron absorption. Might need to use intravenous iron if needed. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.